You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up, and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. Got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those windmill boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn.
Hey folks, welcome.
We came from the West Virginia.
You are tuned in to the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show here on Sunday, Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day, all you moms out there. And that's a greeting to everyone. I happen to know to a certainty that every single one of you hearing my voice, every single last one of you, has a mother. I don't know how I know that, but I do. And I think my knowledge is more authoritative than that of the pretend Dr. Anthony Fauci. We'll talk about him later in the show. This is the Trump Phenomenon Show on Mother's Day, May 9th, 2021. We had a great Mother's Day here. Had some super-duper steak at the Texas Roadhouse. And I had a ribeye. Nice. And I hope you've had a good Mother's Day. We will be together for 2 hours, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, as per usual. And that phone number that you like to call, 512-248-8252. That's the number to call in and get into this Mother's Day show, 512-248-8252. And I can't think of any other housekeeping preliminaries that we need to do. James Kelso, how about that? That's my name. I think that's all we need to do to lay the groundwork for today's show. I'll throw a few logs on the fire to get you get your interest piqued, and then hope you'll call in to help accomplish the mission of this show, which is to update everybody on the Trump phenomenon. What has our leader been doing since we last met here in the Trump Clubhouse? I'll give you my executive summary. I'm very pleased with what he's been doing. That's the good news. The bad news, of course, is that America is going to hell in a handcart. That doesn't sound too good, does it? But that, in fact, is what's happening. As everyone, not only do I know that all of you have a mother, I also am to a certainty aware that every one of you knows that America is going to hell in a handcart. So we'll update ourselves on what our president has been doing for us. And of course, he is our president. He did win on November 3rd. He won big. And our mission now is to as Jeanine Pirro said, and we'll hear from her in today's show. In fact, I'll open with Jeanine Pirro's show from yesterday. I love the woman. She made it very clear to us last week. This is our last chance. Did I write it down somewhere? 5 times in the course of about 90 seconds, she said, "You have one last chance." And that last chance being the 2022 congressional and senatorial elections, followed by another last chance. If we make it on 2022, that is a last chance, because if we don't make it on that, I don't know how much of a chance we have in 2024 to get our president back in the White House, where he should never have left. And but if we lose in 2022, that's going to be a tough row to hoe, because with another 2 years after 2022, the demon rats, the communists, and that's what it is. Of course, this is when I say America's going to hell in a handcart. What am I referring? Well, we've experienced a Bolshevik communist takeover of the United States of America. And they are now running America into the ground. And some of the things that they're doing are hard to reverse, maybe irreversible, such as allowing, encouraging, recruiting, and by 2022 and then by 2024, what may amount to 10 million, more than 10 million, Democrat voters brought in from the third world, toward the end, that the Democrat, demon rat, communist party, and of course, what are communists? Aren't into elections. Communists don't believe in elections. They don't believe in being in power 1 year and then being out of power the next year. That's anathema to them. What? You're not a true communist if you entertain any such notions. Communists are people who believe in doing anything by any means to grab power over you, and then never let go. How did Orwell describe it in 1984? The image of a jackboot in your face forever? That's their version of That's their mission, is to seize power and then never, ever let go of it. So there will never be another Donald Trump. This is what we're facing. This is really the pucker factor. The pucker meter has really gone up, has it not? This is unlike any situation any of us have ever been in our lives. Something where everything is at stake. Forever. Forever that includes ours and the lives of our descendants. So let's start with Jeanine Pirro. And then we'll go to Donald Trump after Jeanine Pirro. Let's see. I've got her queued up here, I believe. I'm a little better organized than I was last week. Come in, Jeanine Pirro. Here she is. This is her opening statement, which is so forceful. This is just the closing portion of her opening statement yesterday. Justice with Jeanine. Part of Fox that is patriotic.
There's only one way to end. That means not being afraid, not going away quietly. They are Marxist and anarchist. They hate America and they hate us. I didn't spend 30 years fighting for law and order to be told it doesn't work by some leftist lunatic. None of these police-hating, flag-hating, constitution-hating Marxists can take over the greatest system of justice in the world. No, no, it's you guys who got it wrong. This is America. A place where we respect law and order, the flag, the police, and each other. So, folks, we're in the fight of our lives. The choice couldn't be clearer. The only alternative is to fight the forces that seek to tear down mankind's greatest experience and freedom.
I'd say she covered it right there, wouldn't you? I love Jeanine Pirro. And anything I say would just diminish the power, the conciseness of what she said right there. This is the greatest nation ever in the history of the universe. You and I, all of us, we've been part of that. And now the Bolsheviks are, they can taste it. They can taste it. They're so close to ending America. And ending America meaning ending freedom itself on planet Earth. Because without America defending freedom, what exactly have you got? Let's just think about it for a minute. What's defending freedom? If America goes down the toilet, goes into vaccine passport tyranny with creeps like Anthony Fauci running our lives, what exactly, what haven of freedom is there on Earth? Where are you going to go? You're going to go to the Cayman Islands? That's not going to work, folks. You're going to go to... Where? No, you're going to go to Costa Rica? You're going to live on the beach in Costa Rica? No, that's not going to work either. Because all of those little havens like that, these little tax havens and these little beach paradises and so on, they are only an adjunct to a functioning free America. You take away America and these other little things, just they're gone. They don't exist. There's nothing... They are utterly dependent for their existence on our free country existing. All of these places where, what's his face? Jesse Ventura, for instance, of neighboring Minnesota here. I'm looking out my window. I can look into Minnesota right from right here. And I'm doubting whether Jesse Ventura is there in his home state of Minnesota because he, what's he doing? He's gone to the beaches of Mexico so he can what? He must be like me. I'm 72. I'll be 73 in a month. I think Ventura's around my age. I'll look him up in a moment. So he's on the beaches of Mexico surfing. What a loser. What a loser. And Jesse, you know, your beach so-called paradise surfing, that when America goes down the drain, oh, you aren't going to want to be on that supposedly idyllic Mexican beach when America goes down, as it is going down the drain now. No, you're behind enemy lines when you're on that Mexican beach. Not a safe place to be. So for a 70 plus year old guy with I remember the one time I've talked with Jesse Ventura and walked with him. He had a hard time walking. He had so many injuries from his SmackDown years as a wrestler. His legs were shot. His hips were shot. He was, you know, telling me he's got all these pins and plates and artificial devices inside of his body. And that was back in 2008 that he was telling me that. So it probably hasn't gotten any better. No, Jesse, the cartel gangs are going to be able to outrun you through the sand of wherever you are in Mexico. So you better get back here and do something to help Donald. You did nothing to help Donald Trump. Nothing. Jesse Ventura, did he lift a finger? Did he even vote for Donald Trump? I don't know. I don't remember any support coming from Jesse Ventura. He's an influential guy in the state of Minnesota. He carries a lot of clout. Minnesota was just barely stolen from Donald Trump in 2020. If Jesse Ventura had gotten his prosthetic implanted body back into Minnesota to campaign for Donald Trump, he would have carried the state. And that would have, he could have spent some time over in Wisconsin at this, while he's at it, and Michigan, and carried Wisconsin and Michigan. So, and then, you know, the rest of the country. Ventura's a very influential guy. All those people, all those rhinos, and Ventura thereby qualifies himself. I like, you know, he likes to call himself or think that he's a libertarian. But I would put all these people into the category of rhinos who did nothing for Donald Trump. You hurt us in 2016, but we managed to win. You hurt us in 2020, and you were crucial in enabling the steal. So get it together, rhinos. So let's go. That was Jeanine Pirro. Love her. Boy, she's got the fire. Now let's turn for a moment to the president. And before I do that, I'm going to light up my chat board here. There we go. There's my chat board. And if you call in, it's all working beautifully here. Let me just establish my umbilical cord here to the great engineer at the Republic Broadcasting Network board there in the RBN studios in sprawling Round Rock, Texas, where your contributions have continued to build the RBN skyscraper complex there. You know, I know the engineer, I can just see him now. He's up on the 34th floor, staring out over all of Texas, and just came out of the corporate hot tub up there on the 34th floor. Wait a minute, I'm having a dream. That's not these guys at RBN, folks. They're putting things together with baling wire and chewing gum. You got to help them out with your contributions, because one of the things that we're facing right now, thanks to guys like Jesse Ventura, is that we have a very thin line, very thin blue line defending us. And it's your contributions bolster that line. So make sure you get your contributions into republicbroadcasting.org. Look there on the website. You'll see ways to contribute, get involved, and help build the networks. We have just a few networks, a very few channels that have not yet been shut down by the communists. And we'll talk a little about those. There are so few of them. We don't need to worry about competing with each other. Because we're going to hang together. And it was, so whatever itty bitty networks we have to go up against George Soros and the billionaires and Bill Gates, you know, you're wondering now, of course, wasn't that a piece of great news there? Bill Gates and Melinda Gates. Melinda, looks like Melinda's finally had it with Billy Boy. Because from what I heard, help me, some of you are more informed on the subject, let me know. It's Melinda who filed for divorce against Billy. So, you know, let your imagination wander. I don't know what her gripe was against Bill Gates, but probably the usual, wouldn't you say? Probably at that age there for both of them. And The unlimited power, unlimited money. Bill Gates, you know, he's out there with all that money and everybody knows it. So anyway, something didn't work there. So the wheels came off some way for Melinda Gates and she filed for divorce. Just think of it, folks. They're in the state of Washington, which is a community property state. So she's looking at half of everything Bill Gates calls his own. Your money, which he's been robbing from you for decades. So this will be one hell of an interesting, get your popcorn out. It'll be fun to sit in the gallery at the family court where the Gates money is divided up. But hopefully this will curtail Bill Gates's vaccination dictatorship a little bit. It's nice to see these billionaires crash and burn. Let us go to the next thing I'll throw onto the fire here for your contemplation, and that is Donald Trump's most recent postings this week. Now, remember, in the past we've talked about the website you want to put into your favorites is DonaldJTrump.com. Pretty easy to remember, huh? DonaldJTrump.com. Thank goodness he got that URL. I'm there. I'm going there. I'll be reading it during the break and share some of it with you right after this break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool, a man is hard to be.
Welcome back, folks. And the let's go over here to the president's DonaldJTrump.com website. And you'll hear this talked about as being his new website from the desk of Donald J. Trump. Well, it's not that complex. It's the same old DonaldJTrump.com. You don't need to type in from the desk of. And let's see what we've got here. His latest post today at 1 o'clock. Let's see. Yes, a Mother's Day post here at 1 o'clock. He says, so now, this is everything I'm going to read here for the next few minutes is Donald Trump. So now even our Kentucky Derby winner, Medina Spirit, is a junkie. This is emblematic of what is happening to our country. It's good, good. The whole world is laughing at us as we go to hell on our borders, our fake presidential election, and everywhere else. Nice. Nicely said by the president. That's a very important point. The rest of the world is laughing their asses off at us because they see it. Donald Trump had raised the world's estimation of America tremendously. Joe Biden and the communists have made us a laughing stock. Who can take America seriously now? Who can, what patriot or anywhere in the world can rely or count upon America as their backstop? That's why I say these little places like the Cayman Islands and Costa Rica and, you know, other places that you could supposedly flee to, these so-called havens. No, no, no. When America goes down the drain, there's the core is gone. Who wrote that? Who wrote the poem? Was it William Butler Yeats? Was it Slouching to Bethlehem? When the center fails, forgotten the poem. It's been so many years. But when the center fails, we're the center. America is the center. When we fail, everything goes with it. Help me if I'm wrong. Is there some haven of liberty outside of America to which any of us could flee if it became necessary? I can't name any European country that meets that criterion. Russia? No. Any place in Eastern Europe or Europe in general? No. Any place in South America or Central? No. Asia? Forget about it. Australia, maybe? Well, with America gone, no. Australia is going to be sitting out there all by her lonesome out there in the Western Pacific with the People's Liberation Army staring them right in the eye. New Zealand? That's just Australia on steroids. Even weaker position to be in New Zealand. You can forget about places like Canada. Canada is maybe further down the toilet than we are. So it all hangs on America. And the president gets it there. They're laughing at us. And of course, it's worse than that. It's not funny. It's the most tragic thing that's happened actually in any of our lives. Nothing in your life. I'll make another assertion. I know you've all got a mother. Was something else I knew about you. I forget what that was. But I'll make another assertion about all of you. I know that none of you has ever experienced, other than a personal tragedy, of course, but has experienced a public historic tragedy greater than the one that we're in right now. The president messages, he says, Josh Hawley, our fantastic senator from the beautiful and great state of Missouri. I lived there for a number of years. My mother was born there. Has a fantastic new book just out this week about the temple, the terrible big tech companies and their attempt to ruin our country. It's called The Tyranny of Big Tech. It has my full and complete endorsement. Buy it now. All right, another message. This one from day before yesterday. This is, he's relaying to us some more information about the stolen election. He says, at 6:31 in the morning on November 4th, a dump of 149,772 votes came into the state of Michigan. Biden received 96% of those votes. You know, let that sink in. 96% of those votes. And the state miraculously went to him. Remember, the president had won Michigan the night before. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Good chance to call in. 512-248-8252. See you in a few moments. Like the show.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Hey, we're back, folks. I kind of rushed that phone number to you before the break. 512-248-8252 if you want to call in and liven up this show. Just reading about Jesse Ventura here, trying to figure out what he's up to. He's an example here of somebody who has failed the Patriot cause. I've talked to him one time in my life. That was in 2008, just outside the Republican National Convention in St. Paul, Minnesota. And I walked around on the sidewalk there with Jesse Ventura, talked with him for half an hour. I was trying to persuade him then. I had no idea that Donald Trump would be in my future and yours at that moment in 2008. Ron Paul was all the rage at that time. And I was trying to encourage Ventura to support Ron Paul, not having much success there. He actually did support Ron Paul. Sorry. But I was trying to persuade them of a little unsuccessfully on the immigration issue, as I also attempted to persuade Ron Paul on the immigration issue unsuccessfully. The immigration is not an issue, it's the invasion. But Ventura, you know, he's listed right now as a member of the Green Party. And he stated in 2020 he'd be willing to run as a running mate of Donald Trump or of Bernie Sanders. Now, what is that all about, Jesse? Either one will do just fine? So this is the Libertarian Green Party, Reform Party. At one point, he was a Reform Party candidate. We can't have this squirrely stuff. This is the future of America is at stake, the future of freedom. We have to stick together as a group. One, as the president says at the end of every great rally, we are one movement. By the way, speaking of those great rallies, how did the left, how did the communists, you know, those rallies were really hurting them. Those big, beautiful rallies. They had to get rid of those Trump rallies. And for the last more than a year, they have. How did they do it? Ah, the scamdemic. Perfect. Perfect. Anthony Fauci's scamdemic. And by the way, if we have a chance, well, I'm seeing headlines popping up around the Patriot Web here where people are starting to sniff out that Anthony Fauci appears to have been involved up to his dirty eyeballs in the gain of function operation of the level 4 Wuhan biological weapons lab. Somebody needs to ask Fauci under oath about his involvement with the Wuhan biological terrorism weapons lab, which is at last word is now headed up by the head of the biological terrorism unit of the People's Liberation Army. The picture is starting to come together that I like to call it not COVID-19. I love the appellation COVID-1984. COVID-1984, there are a number of doctors, of course, and I'm not a doctor. Nothing I say can be construed as medical advice. I'll talk about things I'm doing with myself. I'm not getting a vaccine. Hey, you want to go get one? Hey, be my guest. So I'm not going to give anybody any medical advice, but I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'll give you my inner thoughts on how I stay healthy. By the way, I think I've had the COVID-1984 already. We'll talk about that more in a later show, but I think I had the whole thing because I'll explain how I think I know I had it. But it's no great shakes. It's nothing. If I weren't paying close attention to it, if people weren't hyper-vigilant on the subject, I would not have even noticed I was ill. But all those various symptoms of COVID-19, loss of smell, dizziness, lightheadedness, sore throat, there's a list of these things. You can feel when a virus or bacterium is running through your body, if you're a really healthy person, you can feel it going bing, 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 bing. You can feel it going through the list of symptoms for that particular ailment very quickly, in a matter of, a couple hours with each symptom, lightheadedness for a couple hours, what feels like an incipient sore throat that never actually becomes a sore throat. I never got a temperature. And I believe, again, it's just an amateur, not a doctor. I believe your temperature only goes up as a measure of last resort where your body is trying to cook a bacterium or virus by raising your whole body temperature and cooking your body, basically. But if your body doesn't need to do that, it's not going to take that extreme measure of raising your temperature. So my temperature has never gone up. But there's more and more writing occurring out there that the virus is engineered, that there are markers in the virus genotype that can only have been engineered, could not have occurred in nature, and that Fauci is in it up to his eyeballs. So, but asking the question there, these great rallies that Trump was having, and that they will come back if we can stop the reign of the evil Dr. Fauci. They used the scamdemic. You can't have any. You know, they at one point, what was the insanity going on? Groups, you couldn't have five people. You couldn't have a group around your dinner table of various countries like England or France or the United States. You couldn't see your grandparents or you couldn't have a gathering in your home. You couldn't have the neighbors over. You look at these pictures of these poor kids in schoolrooms. I'm doing homeschooling now, so I don't have to. But I look at the pictures of what these poor little kids are enduring in their classrooms. Have you seen this, folks? Do you have kids who are in these schools? They have plexiglass barriers all around their desks. It's like something out of a zoo. They're like animals in some kind of a plexiglass around the front and to the side, and plexiglass stood up, and the kids wearing masks, athletes fainting and falling on their faces on a track because they can't get oxygen. It's insane. Insane. Let's go back to our opening thought, going to hell in a handcart. This is, folks, we got to come out of this. This is insane. No children are getting sick. The risk of this virus to children, again, no medical advice from this person here, but my reading of the news, even through the filter of all the left-wing control of the news media. I thought it was a remarkable one. At one point, this was like a year ago, half a year ago, I think at that time there was a statistic out, there were 6 million, I think they were talking about 6 million elementary school kids in California, and they were, and maybe even K through 12, and they're talking about the total number of fatalities among these 6, or maybe it was 9 million school children, K through 12 in California. And you know, we're talking a pandemic. We're talking pandemic, folks. We're talking black plague. We're talking bubonic plague. We're talking people, corpses stacking up in the street, right? Right? Wait a minute. Wait. Let's look at that. There's that statistic, total number of deaths among youth in California. Zero. Zero. Wow. Woo! Oh, get that plexiglass up around those. Have you ever worked with plexiglass, folks? It's hard to work with. And, have you ever been involved with manufacturing? That's expensive to put plexiglass barriers around every desk. Each student has their own personal plexiglass. Did you ever see the movie Boy in a Bubble with, what was his name? What was this guy? What is that creep? What's his name? John Travolta. The Boy in the Bubble movie with John Travolta. Every kid is now the boy in the bubble in this completely unhealthy, again, my opinion, I'm entitled to my opinion, okay, it's unhealthy physically and mentally. A boy in the bubble world where you're supposed to not be in touch with any bug of any kind, you know. You could never dig for earthworms. Like, how would you do gardening? If you can't be in contact with germs and viruses, how can you possibly plant a garden? My God, you know, when your bare hand digs down into that earth, you know how many viruses and bacteria you just came in personal and intimate contact with? Can you say trillions with a T? They're up there under your fingernails. Don't, as you're patting down, as you're putting in your strawberry plants, don't pat the earth too hard, because some of that Miracle-Gro planting soil is going to come up into your nose. Now you got billions of microbes in your nose. Oh, Martha, get me to the hospital. I'm going to die. No, you're not, you dumb idiot. And I love that. If you remember last week's show, I played a little of the pretty spicy George Carlin. And he didn't use the phrase dumb idiot for people that are completely germophobic, now virus phobic. Hyper sanitizers. Let me give you just talking for myself. You do what you want. You do what you want. If you want to buy 5-gallon jugs of toxic hand sanitizer that will kill everything on contact, you go right ahead and do that. And you can just slather down when you wake up in the morning, just mop it on yourself. You can marinate your clothing in that stuff overnight and put it on, you know, and wipe down your walls and your rugs and so on. You know how much of that crap I've bought for myself in my entire life? I'm talking about the scamdemic here. Let's go beyond the scamdemic. In my entire 72 years on planet Earth, my total investment in hand sanitizer is the same as the total number of fatalities among California school children. 0.0, not one nickel, not one penny. Who needs that stuff? I read an interesting thing. Somebody did a study, real science, a study of how surgeons sanitize their hands for surgery. Of course, you want to do that if you're a surgeon, of course. You're putting your hands inside of somebody else's body, of course. And they were evaluating the different modalities. There's a good woke word. That caused a reduction in contaminants on a surgeon's hands. And you know what the number one thing that cleans somebody's hands is? Friction. And the number two things that cleans hands is water. Friction is number one. Water, in other words, you rub contaminants off your hands. It's when wring your hands together and your fingers and all that, you're rubbing stuff off. This is science. That's what cleans the hands off. Then water is number two. Disinfectant isn't even on the scale. Anyway, let's go to the president here again and talking too much about Jesse Ventura. But look at this guy. He does nothing. Nothing for – all right. Where's the president? Let me find his website. Here it is. It's coming up. I love it when people mark their websites with a nice, here it is. Okay, so the president on his tab, he has a nice little icon in his tab. It's an American flag, so that one sticks out. He says, a dump of 149,772 votes came into the state of Michigan. Biden received 96% of those votes. The state miraculously went to him. Has the Michigan State Senate started their review of the fraudulent presidential election of 2020 yet? Or are they about to start? ? If not, they should be run out of office. Likewise, at 3:42 in the morning, a dump of 143,379 votes came into the state of Wisconsin. Also, miraculously, given to Biden. Remember, the president had won the state the night before. Where did these, quote, votes, unquote, come from? Both were state election-changing events, and that is on top of the other corruption, without even including the fact that neither state got legislative approval, which is required under the United States Constitution. That is approval for the last minute illegal administrative order changes, radical changes made in the voting procedures in those and other swing states. Beautiful. President's right on the mark there. Now, if this isn't rectified, if the demon rats can come into a swing state, you know how the president, these people, they're so far ahead of us. You know, they've got this thing figured out. They worry about the swing states. If Donald Trump is about to carry, let's say, Michigan or Wisconsin by about 100,000 votes, these people, they know what to do. At 3 in the morning, 6 in the morning, we need to rush in 150,000 votes for our Communist Party candidate. And we need to shut down the polls when it becomes apparent that the Patriot, the actual American president, won. We got to shut down the polls. And then through the dust and the smoke of that man-made hell, we got to steal the election. We'll be right back.
Gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree, just stood there alone. Big John.
Big John.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
On a wooden cross, blackbird in the barn, 400 inch acres that used to be my farm.
Hey, we're back, folks. And the let's go to a I'm going to go back to the president here at DonaldJTrump.com, and then I'm going to go to one of our callers last week. Was it Wayne? Recommended to me that I watch the Mike Lindell movie Absolute Proof. Mike Lindell spent considerable money and put his heart into making a movie, absolutely proving that the 2020 election was stolen. And he's got a, I didn't know, I just clicked on a site I was unaware of, LindellTV.com. You might want to write that down, because they, being the communists, are scouring the web, scouring every form of communication to sanitize it, get rid of us, get rid of you, cut you off from truth. Well, LindellTV.com is up and running. They haven't knocked it down, and you can watch Lindell's, you can watch Lindell at LindellTV.com. That's what we're going to get down to. We're going to get down to a point where you get down to your own personal website, then they'll take that away. Then the next thing they'll take away, I know this sounds, this could happen, folks. The next thing they'll take away is your cell phone. They can turn that thing off. If they want to cut, if somebody's like Mike Lindell is particularly effective, they can cut him off in 100 ways. They can crush his business. Did you know? I think Wayne told me last week he was aware of this. Mike Lindell, they've stopped selling MyPillow. They being retailers, and that's the way he describes it on his those Patriot networks like Newsmax, where he can still get his ads run. Lindell says the retailers, so I'm thinking it must be a blanket boycott by retailers who won't sell Lindell's MyPillow. Can you believe it? Crush the guy any way you can. Anybody who raises his head, who makes some money, is somehow effective, has a great network like John Stadtmiller's Republic Broadcasting, crush them. Crush them. Wage lawfare against them. Try to bankrupt them. Harass them. File lawsuits against them. What do they call it? Demonetize them. Deplatform them. And folks, let me tell you, you know, most of you out there don't run a website, so you don't know how easy it is for the enemy to do that, deplatform somebody, and how shocking it is when you are the victim of deplatforming. What happens is you come in the morning to your website that you've been running for years. This has happened to me, okay? You put years into a website. You open it up. You try to open it up in the morning. It doesn't open. And you can't even find out why. I'll talk to you about that in just a moment right after this break. Stay tuned.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, domedan@hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.